Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Veterans Affairs Director for Plymouth County presented an annual report to the Board of Supervisors yesterday. Jim Jones says county veterans are receiving an increasing amount of benefits from the Veterans Administration. Since 2017-18, county veterans have received over $5.6 million in benefits, $1.6 million in the last fiscal year. Two-thirds of that total is VA benefits. The rest is back pay. Since January 2021, monthly benefits to Plymouth County increased from $330,000 to last month's total of $583,000. In the past year, Jones says they processed 110 benefit claims, 61 have been approved, 5 were denied, and 12 were canceled. Another 32 cases are undetermined. Jones last year was elected 22nd president of the Iowa Veterans Association. He also was the education chairperson of the organization. The Board of Supervisors also approved a demolition contract for a bridge that collapsed when an overweight load of hay entered it last August. Out of 4 bids, the low bid of $17,000 from Richardson Construction of Sac City was approved by the supervisors pending review by the county engineer. Engineer Tom Roy said the truck driver's insurance should pay for removal of the structure. He says the county will salvage some of the usable construction materials in the bridge. It is to be removed by December 15, weather permitting. The bridge is located on 120th Street, a mile south of Struble. One person was injured Tuesday morning in a two-vehicle accident south of Haywarden on Iowa Highway 12. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office says a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Brandon Sharda of Haywarden ran a stop sign at 480th Street into the path of a northbound vehicle driven by 49-year-old Abul Shaifula of Vermilion, South Dakota. Shaifula received minor injury and was transported to Haywarden Regional Hospital for treatment. He was charged with no valid driver's license and an expired registration. Sharda was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Monday afternoon, an Orange City resident was injured when she lost control of her vehicle and rolled it on 410th Street, 3 miles northwest of Orange City. 23-year-old Savannah Borchers lost control and went into a ditch. She was transported to Orange City Area Health for treatment of her injuries and was cited for failure to maintain control. The USDA crop report shows more than 95% of the soybeans are harvested statewide. The Northwest, North Central, and Central areas have all their beans in the bin. In the Southwest and South Central regions, they are some 90% complete. The overall corn harvest is 12 days ahead of the 5-year average at 84%. Northwest and North Central Iowa lead the way at 90% complete. South Central Iowa reports just 85% of their corn is in. A 19-year-old Northwest Iowa man who pled guilty to first-degree willful injury has been sentenced to up to 10 years in prison for shooting and seriously wounding his father in early May. Caleb Crosby of Spirit Lake was scheduled to go on trial for attempted murder on October 15th, but he pled guilty to the lesser charge of willful injury as well as first-degree theft for stealing 2 vehicles as he fled after the shooting. A judge has sentenced Crosby to 2 terms of 10 years each to be served consecutively. Crosby also pled guilty to escaping from the Dickinson County Jail for a short time in June. He'll be sentenced on that charge later. And a proposed constitutional amendment on this year's Iowa ballot would clarify the line of succession at the top of state government. 7 years ago, Kim Reynolds became governor when Terry Branstad resigned, but Iowa's attorney general at the time said his reading of the Constitution indicated Reynolds was becoming acting governor and didn't have the power to select a new lieutenant governor. State Treasurer Robbie Smith was a state senator the following year, touting the proposal to give Iowa governors in similar situations authority to name a new lieutenant governor. Mary Wolf of Clinton was a member of the state House who raised concerns in 2022 about the proposed amendment that voters are seeing on their 2024 ballots. Wolf and other Democrats say the proposed amendment is flawed, but they say the House and Senate should vote to confirm a lieutenant governor picked by a new governor who takes over in the middle of an elected governor's term. Iowa Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman supports the amendment. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.